When standing in front of Nierstein's town hall today, one may not know that this was once one of the most important wineries in Rheinhessen. But let's start at the beginning. It all began when the entrepreneur Philipp Josef Fink made a bargain in 1847. He bought a very cheap winery elsewhere in Nierstein. He acquired a few more vineyards and finally bought from Count Buhl Schauenstein a vineyard called the Glück, the Bell, which in 1850 was already known as a location of European reputation. And as the clever businessman that he was, Philipp Josef Fink made his Glück wines an own brand. He created his own logo, a myth, and even had a song composed about the Glück vineyard. Today one would say good image branding and clever marketing, but back then such things were rather new. Fink patented his trademark, a little finch on a bell, and printed it on the labels of his bottles. And since the Glück Rieslings were indeed really very good wines, one success followed another. For example, in 1867 at the World Exhibition in Paris, or in 1893 in Chicago. Fink's Glück wines and his skills as a businessman increased the good reputation of Rheinhessen wines at large, all over the world. After acquiring the Glück, Fink had a new manor built, a prestigious three-ring complex in classical style, today's town hall, which we are now standing in front of. Today the property is a heritage building. The former flower and kitchen garden behind the house is now open to everyone as a city park. You'll get to know the Glück vineyard as a further stop during our audio tour. To get to our next station, go up the street, turn left at the intersection and left again into the street called Bildstockshul. The map on this page shows you the way.